My name's Woody Corbine. I'm the executive director for Minnesota Intertribal Water Rights Coalition. The coalition was established in 1992. Our founding tribes, the Ogallala, Standing Rock, and Rosebud Sioux tribes, had been discussing the idea of the coalition since about 1978. And in this, the reason they were banding together was that individually the tribes weren't making very much impact. And a lot of times we were duplicating efforts. So as we grouped together, we were able to bring one unified voice out of the Missouri River Basin addressing some of the issues that concern our tribes. We have now grown to 24 tribes, ranging from Wyoming to Kansas City. And we are given the direction, or the coalition's priorities now are to increase the tribal participation in the revised Missouri River Master Manual, access water, hydropower from the Missouri Flood Control System. We provide training and education in water rights and water resources, and also water rights and water resource technical assistance. When I was talked to Tom earlier, it was our idea that we would look to the future and see what the future could bring for tribes in the water area. And with that, I am going to discuss this morning the Water 2025, which is a initiative being discussed by the Department of Interior. This is still in a discussion stage. They're looking at how they can address water shortage issues in the future. And underlying all of this discussion is how to start treating water as a commodity. And as you look at some of these ideas, you'll see where this idea is. Permeates throughout the discussion. The water crisis right now in our Northern Plains region, we're about the fifth year into a cycle. It doesn't look like we will come out of that for at least two or three more years, even if those were wet years. Our water table has dropped so low that it's going to take at least 150% precipitation to even start bringing us back. There are 19 tribes in this five-state region that have completed needs assessments, and the needs assessments are based on the need for domestic water. And our present systems are aged. They were built for a population that was in 1950. We have a lot of leakage. It's just not being able to fulfill its needs. So each of these 19 tribes currently are looking for ways of updating and managing their systems. Currently before Congress, administration bill through Domenici has submitted Senate Bill 2218, the Reclamation Rural Water Supply Act of 2004. Under this act, the tribes would have access to Department of Interior budgeting process and would be able to start looking at some of the feasibility studies and looking at construction. Right now, we don't have a way in on that. Each tribe has to go up and get congressional approval on its own individually, and this has just not been productive or efficient for the tribes. I believe there was only one tribe funded under the current system, and that was the Jicarilla. And so it's not working for tribes. So I hope that you'll get a chance to look at 2218 and have your tribe support that bill. The Department of Interior is looking at the crisis, what will happen in the year 2025. Some of the areas that they've identified as areas of crisis, the highly likely that Las Vegas, Reno, Albuquerque, Denver, Houston, Salt Lake, and Flagstaff will all experience major crises in the year 2025. On a lesser extent, Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Diego, Phoenix, and San Antonio are in the moderate phase, or in the substantial phase, and then in the moderate areas, we're looking at Seattle, Dallas, Casper, Boise, and Salem. The all of these areas will be experiencing water shortages in 2025. And I think one of the things that we haven't mentioned here is I believe every tribe, Indian tribe, should be on this list as high on the energy or on the water crisis. Some of the rivers that will be experiencing a crisis in 2025, the Rio Grande and the Colorado River, as well as the Missouri River. And the Missouri River is not appropriated, and I believe that we will be shortly looking at the water rights and the Indian appropriation in those rivers. The sources of the conflicts at this point, we have an explosive population growth in the western areas, and if you notice all of those areas that we mentioned as potential for water crisis are all growing cities and urban areas. Yeah, there's emergency need for an emerging need for environmental and recreational uses, and the importance of production of food and fiber from the western farms and ranches. The federal framework upon which they're going to build their response is based on six principles in addressing water problems, five realities that drive water crisis, and four key tools in proactive management of scarce water. Those six federal principles, number one, recognize and respect state, tribal, and federal water rights contracts, interstate compacts, or decrees with the United States Supreme Court that allocate the use of water. Two, maintain and modernize existing water facilities. Three, enhance water conservation and efficiency and resource monitoring to allow existing water supplies to be used more effectively. Number four, use collaborative approaches and marketing-based transfers to minimize conflicts. And five, improve water treatment technology to help increase water supplies. And number six, utilize existing water supply infrastructures to provide additional benefits to current and emerging needs for water. The five realities of the West, Western water needs are an exploding population occurring in all the areas. And I would call your attention right now to the influx of people back to our tribal homelands. Much of our people that have moved away now are moving back because of the changes in the welfare systems. So they're moving back to the reservations now. We also maintain a population growth rate about four times the national average. So, and our median age is somewhere around 25, 26, right in that childbearing area. So that growth is going to continue. Water shortages occur frequently in the West because of our weather. Over-allocation of watersheds in all of the major rivers except the Missouri have caused concerns because there's only just so much water that you do have in these watersheds. All of our water facilities are aging. As I said earlier, our systems were built in the 50s and 60s for a population that is much smaller than what we have today. Crisis management is not an effective way of dealing with water crisis. Now, it's not the time to start opening up once you've run out of water. So, the four key tools that the federal government will be using to address water is conservation, efficiency, and markets. They'll be using collaboration between agencies, towns, villages, municipals. The number three, they're going to improve technology in the way we manage water. And four, to remove institutional barriers and increase interagency cooperation in water management. Under the tribal response, and this is what I've gleaned from discussions with the tribal leaders, looking at tribal administrators and how they're responding. The first is to increase the efficiency and conservation measures that we are currently using on the reservations. A lot of our systems are aging, both the domestic water and wastewater. And so we really need to focus on modernizing, refurbishing those so that our water, what water we do have, we can use. We need to develop Native American professionals. A lot of our answers, our engineering answers, our scientific answers to these problems don't include our thoughts about our families and how we respect the environment and some of our old traditions of not of taking care of our extended families. And those are not in that thought, in the thought making and decision making process at this time. So with our own people in there, they'll be able to bring to the table some of these factors that are being left out now. We also need to modernize our current systems. As I mentioned earlier, we just got systems that are stressed right now, and they really need to get repaired. The other is to measure water usage and project water needs. There's a debate right now between in all the tribes about quantification and how we don't want to start setting numbers down. But I do think that we have to have numbers available of what we're using right now so that we can counter some of the activities that are being done. Some of the water that's being used right now may well be tribal water. Some of the water that's being sold to irrigators may well be tribal water. An area that we're having real problems with in, as we do our projected needs is in the area of economic development. We need to start looking out and seeing what we are going to put in place in the future and how much water they'll be using. It's been a real area of weakness because we don't dream big enough. We don't dream about what our reservations can look like. And therefore, we start shorting ourselves on water and other resources that we'll need in the future as some of the some of these enterprises start coming to fruit. And then we need to develop and document plans which would serve as a basis for our projected water needs. If we've got to step out front and start getting numbers out in front of the non-Indian communities, they understand numbers. And if we start identifying realistic numbers that we can take to court, it'll be going a long way in having enough water for our communities in the future. There are other areas I'd like to speak about, such as the master manual, but I'll save those for another presentation. Tom, thank you. Tom, thank you.